hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am in Saba. As promised last week, I told you we're going on the Explorer Ventures Live Aboard. The CX2 is the Live Aboard dive boat we are on. And I'm literally at the bar in Saba with my good friend, Single Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. This is a great place.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than this. And if Single Scott weren't enough, by the way, singlescott.com, I have Mermaid Angela with me. This is her first live aboard dive experience. This is our first port of call here on the island of Saba, here in the Caribbean. And Angela, you know, I've been on this itinerary before. I told you, you are in for a treat. We've been 2 days on the boat, and here we are on the island of Saba at the port, at the bar, of course. Where else would we do Scuba Radio? What do you think? What are your first thoughts of your first live aboard experience with Scuba Radio?
Greg, it's delightful. We're here drinking. I'm with Lottie, ready to party, and we're having a good time. We're drinking the banana rum, which is delish, and we're having a good time.
Yeah, obviously the diving is done for the day, and the drinking has begun here on the island of Saba. We've just completed our island tour of this very unique island in the Caribbean, Saba, and I got to tell you, it is definitely lived up to the hype from last time I was here about a year and a half ago. This is truly just a unique island compared to a lot of other places that we've been in the Caribbean. And Angel, this is your first time. And by the way, if I'm slurring just a tad, that's because we are at the bar, and I've broken my cardinal rule of not drinking and doing the radio show. But hey, you know, we're on vacation. You guys with me?
Yeah.
All right. The Islanders have joined with us today here for the first segment of the big show today, and we're going to talk to some of them as well. But what do you think, Angela? Is it living up to the hype for you?
This is delightful. Greg, we were just up at the bar taking some mermaid photos in the mountains of Saba. It was beautiful. And now we're here at the bar drinking some delicious drinks, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah, actually, just so you know, if you want to follow along at home, the island of Saba in the movie King Kong, the Jessica Lange version of that movie, they shot that film. The opening scenes were shot from the island of Saba, right, Scott?
Yep, the opening scene of the Jessica Lange King Kong was the island of Saba.
Yeah, and it's pretty, you know, when you're looking at it from the boat, it does look pretty ominous. You know, there's usually a smoky cloud along the top of the island. It's a very volcanic island. I mean, we dived an area here yesterday where you literally stick your hands in the sand, and it's warm because of the volcanic activity here at the island. And then, of course, today we've went to the top of the island. Hello, you may have had a drink or two. I don't know. What were you drinking there, Angela?
I was drinking the Saba Nana, and it was delish. And some Saba Spice we had with a little Red Bull, our own version of the American Jaeger Bomb. And it was delicious. We sucked it down, and we're having a good time.
Yeah, it was like a Saba Bomb. I don't know what that is, but God knows it was very potent, as you will hear as the show progresses. Now, let's move forward. Now, we were obviously going to talk about some of the diving we've experienced on the CX2, the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard here on our first stop in Saba. But let's talk to some of the locals here. Now, the bartender here at the Port Bar here in Saba is with us right now. What's your name again?
Pierre Lean.
Welcome to Scuba. How do you do? How are you doing? Do you deal with people like us all the time, Pierre Lean? Are you kind of used to dealing with yeehaws like us or what?
I'm used to dealing with all kind of people, but everybody has been nice so far.
Yeah, you know, you guys are very welcoming. You just, whatever we need, you're here to serve, right? Whatever you need to do, we want to get that island experience. You're here to provide that, right?
Yep, definitely.
Now, do you get out in the water off the coast of Ceiba at all yourself, or would you prefer to just hang out in the bar?
I would prefer to stay on land. It's safer for me.
Yeah, it's safer to be around the booze as opposed to the critters you see in the sea. That's something we see time and time again when we come to meet the islanders. But, you know, you're surrounded by paradise. Have you ever been tempted to go diving on one of these dive boats? Or are you just like, well, I'll leave that to the tourist or what?
Sometimes I wonder what it would be like to be out there, but then I like, uh-uh.
Yeah. You hear all the she hears all the stories of the divers that come in here to the dive bar before they're heading back to the liveaboard. You think, Angela?
I'm sure they have some stories, but I think you should definitely do your scuba certification. Go on out there. There's some beautiful things to see, different animals and things like that that you've never seen on this side of the bar. So I'm sure you would have fun over there swimming.
Yeah. Now Paralene, right? Paralene. Am I saying it correctly?
Yep.
All right, tell us about this unique beverage they have on the island called Ceiba Spice. What exactly is this?
Ceiba Spice is made from...
You can't say legally or we have to shoot you or something. What's that? Well, come on over here. We got a... Paralene has an assistant, evidently.
It's a spice from meat out of a few different herbs, cinnamon sticks and nutmeg and cloves. And it's all combined together and some rum.
And so, okay, of course, the main ingredient being rum, but it has some flavors that are unique to the island. And the cab driver, Eddie, was telling us that it's more of a beverage you guys make for weddings. Is that the case? Or not necessarily?
Yes. Sometimes, yeah, whenever there's a wedding, you know.
Whenever there's a wedding or whenever there's tourists in town and they want to have something local flavor, it's Ceiba Spice is what you need to get.
It's the Ceiba version of wedding cake.
Really? So they basically, you drink a shot of it and then you pour it over your better half, I think, or something like that. All right. So, well, that explains why everyone has a smile on their face. You think, Angela?
I got a smile on my face, Greg. That's all I know.
It's not Ceiba Spice. What are you drinking exactly? What is that? Our bartender made a special concoction of just for you, didn't she?
Yeah, and some beautiful concoction. I don't even know the name of it, but it is.
What is the name of this drink that you made up for Angela?
It's called a planter's punch.
Oh, a planter's punch. Okay, of course. Planter's rum, I'm guessing, right?
Well, it's basically Bacardi rum, some orange juice, pineapple juice, some grenadine, and a touch of Maya's rum.
Just a touch. I saw the touch. The touch in the Caribbean, by the way, is much more potent or much more generous than what we typically see at a club in the States. You think, Scott?
Absolutely. It looks delicious, although I'm drinking a Bacardi adult beverage.
Yeah, me and Scott are kind of sticking to more traditional booze here on this particular trip. But that will change as the time progresses throughout the week. Now, what do you think about the diving? Let's talk about the diving that we've experienced. Angela, this is your first time on a liveaboard dive adventure. Explorer Ventures doing it upright. And you're really getting kind of a first-class experience when it comes to liveaboard diving. What are your initial thoughts from that perspective?
Well, we had a great time. I did my first night dive, which was amazing. I had a great time. The food is delish, of course. The diving during the day is awesome. We saw some different animals I've never seen before. A lot of lobster, which I've never encountered. So that was fun, little lobster fighting yesterday.
Little battle. We actually saw two lobsters going at it, and I got it on video, and hopefully we'll get that up at scubaradio.com soon. But, you know, the dive we did today was the pinnacle, which the locals kind of call it the, the big penis? I don't know. It's kind of comes up from, like, you know, 200 feet or 150 feet in this giant tube of coral formation. I guess it was a lava formation that just kind of bubbled up off a shore here off the coast of Ceiba and created just a marine environment that is truly spectacular. What were your thoughts of the pinnacle And, you know, like I said, the other word for it from some of the locals, like, hey, you dyed the penis? You know, but what do you think of that, Angela?
Well, you know, Greg, I love my phallic-shaped objects. So diving on this was wonderful. We had a great time. Awesome coral, beautiful colors, different fish, everything. We saw turtles, little baby turtles we got to play with. So I had a great time. It was a wonderful dive.
Yeah, it was truly spectacular. Scott, the Pinnacle, that was your favorite dive spot. And by the way, just so everyone knows, single Scott here has been on this itinerary with Explorer Ventures like 30-plus times, right?
Well, about 30. Yeah, it could be 25, could be 30. You know, when you travel these islands, you tend to forget some of the weeks you're on. But, yes, been beautiful. We did the Pinnacle this morning, one of my favorite dives. It was just beautiful, and it was some of the best conditions we'd ever been on. No surge, no current. Must have been, what, 150-foot visibility. Just a beautiful dive. We had a great day today.
Yeah, you know, we did this trip, or this was my first liveaboard experience with Explorer Ventures about a year and a half ago. And what they do is every other week they go from different destination. Last time we flew into St. Kitts, and then we boarded the boat in St. Kitts, and then we went off the boat in St. Martin. This time we came down, we boarded in St. Martin, and then we end up in St. Kitts. Now, Saba on this itinerary is the first stop. So we're only 2 days into our liveaboard as we're recording the show for you today on the for Scuba Radio. And, you know, that was kind of like the primo diving of the last trip. Yet, last time when we were here, when we got to Saba, our conditions weren't ideal. And we had some rough seas. The visibility was a little bit on the stirred up side. That's not the case this time. They're saying we're experiencing summer-like conditions, even though at this time of year, this is considered winter for this part of the world, right?
Well, for this part of the world, it's winter, but I mean, it's 85 or 80 degrees during the day. It's about 74 at night. The visibility has been great. Of course, I've been on this itinerary about 25 times, and this is some of the best conditions. You brought the good weather with you, Craig.
Yes, I brought the good weather, and I brought a mermaid with me. You know, first time we've had a Scuba Radio mermaid in this part of the world, and may not be the last. Because she was a big hit up there at the top of Saba when we went up there to the bar and did a little photo op. And the locals started going, hey, what's going on over here? Hey, how'd you feel about that, Angela?
Well, you know, we got to introduce the mermaid thing all across the world. I met a new friend, Josh. He's a scuba instructor. We were all hanging out, having drinks. It was a great time. We're taking photos on the top of Saba. It was beautiful.
It's all about bringing the world together, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Whatever it takes, if it's a Scuba Radio mermaid, whatever the case may be, we're willing to take that bullet and bring the folks together. It's truly been a spectacular trip so far. It's just the beginning. We're going to cover some of the diving in Anastasia, that island, as well as St. Kitts, here as we broadcast from the Explorer Ventures liveaboard, Caribbean Explorer 2.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker.
You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Hey, I don't know what that's all about, but God bless him. Bob Talbot's a great photographer. He might have an issue with his perspective, because look, come on, I look good on film when I'm shooting. All right, look, we're back in Saba. We're on the Explorer Ventures liveaboard, the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard adventure. We've moved in from the bar, sobered up just a bit. And Single Scott's with me. How you doing, buddy?
Sobered up? What are you talking about?
Yeah, sober Scott, maybe not. Not at this particular moment. However, we've just had dinner. We've just had ribs. I mean, it was just a phenomenal dinner here on the Caribbean Explorer 2. Once again, that's a typical night on a liveaboard. We'll get on we'll get into that a little bit later on in the big show today. Also, by the way, we got to do a little shout out to Jan's Beads, right? That was Jan's Beads, as you can clearly. Joe Bean.
Joe Bean, wonderful, one of a kind glass artwork.
Yeah, glass-blown artwork. She made me a nice little diver flag that I'm wearing around my neck right now, as you can plainly see. But one of the cool, unique gifts you can get here on the island of Saba.
Now, I had to pay for mine, but you got yours for free.
Oh, no, I didn't get it for free. I had to service her in other ways. Scott just didn't see that part of it. Now, like I said, it's back on the boat. Jan from the Marine Park here is with us right now. How you doing, Jan? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, he has, you know, part of the nighttime entertainment, after dinner, they do a little speech and stuff. You come on the boat every week, right?
Every week.
And tell the divers here on the Caribbean Explorer, too, what the Marine Park officials are doing like yourself. Is that right?
Well, that's our job. It's outreach education.
Outreach education to tell the divers on what they can do to help save the reef or support the cause? Or I mean, what are you doing exactly here in Saba there, Jan?
Well, I could say we're collecting fees for diving, which is part of it. But no, the real reason that we're out here is to give marine ecology education to the divers. Now, a lot of these divers that come to a place like Saba are tend to be more advanced, more knowledgeable divers. But, you know, there's always a bit more you can give them in terms of environmental education, and that's why I'm here tonight.
Absolutely. And one of the things he pointed out is that they manage the hyperbaric chamber here on the island of Saba, which is something you want nearby. God forbid you have a problem if you're on a liveaboard dive vacation like here with the Explorer Ventures crew. But you guys actually manage that along with help from Divers Alert Network, right?
Yeah, Divers Alert Network is a big support of us. We are the only DAN-approved chamber in Northeast Caribbean. So we work very closely with them. Fortunately, we have about 10% of the number of treatments in 2009 than we did in 1996. So definitely diver education and diver safety has gone up a lot. So we're a lot less busy than we used to be, which is nice for us because you tend to get those phone calls around 10 o'clock at night when you're ready to go to bed.
Exactly, and you don't want to have to treat divers if you don't have to, God forbid. And but yeah, divers are getting a little bit more informed. The equipment has become more up to date, hopefully making divers a little bit more educated and safer along the way, and that's obviously lends itself. But God forbid you have a problem, it's good to know that if you're on a liveaboard like here, like we are here with Explorer Ventures, that there is a chamber on Saba, and I guess there is one on Eustatius, St. Martin, and St. Kitts, too. So it's actually one of the more safe itineraries you can go on as far as a liveaboard dive destination, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're on the boat here, you're literally 15 minutes away from a chamber treatment. And we're open 24/7, and we've got medically trained doctors in DCS. We got our staff on call all the time. And, you know, you're going to get the best treatment you can get here. Now, you mentioned that there are chambers on the neighboring islands. Yes, there are. But they're not DAN-approved chambers.
And we love DAN, and that means that you just make sure there's all much. You guys get a gold star, right?
Well, we have to adhere to DAN standards. And I can tell you that those guys come down here every 2 years and do an assessment of our facility. And we are top of the notch, just like any other DAN-approved facility.
Now, Jan, you get to dive here off the coast of Saba all the time as part of your gig as managing the Marine Park. Any particular favorite dive spot that you would care to share, or would you have to kill us if you shared that info?
No, I wouldn't kill you, but, you know, I get asked this question all the time. You know, we have such a variety of diving. We've got deep sea pinnacles that start at 90 feet that are about a half a mile offshore, and they're really unique. We've got walls and swim throughs.
So the answer is you're just not going to tell me, is what it sounds like. All right, I'm going to try to squeeze in out of him during the break and see if we can get one of his favorite spots next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard, just off the coast of Ceiba right now, the first stop in our three-island tour on this Live Aboard adventure. Now, Jan is with the Marine Park Service here. Is that right, Jan? What's the official title you have here off the island of Ceiba?
We are the Ceiba Conservation Foundation. That would be www.cebapark.org.
Okay, good. Yeah, I didn't even have it close, but now that you know what website to go to, you can check them out in full effect right there on the web. Now, you're with Karen. This is your partner in crime. What's going on here, Jan?
Yeah, I guess partner in crime. She's also a volunteer with the Marine Park and a very valuable resource to us.
Yeah. Is that true, Jan, Karen?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, she's just going to agree and not say much more than that. God bless her for it. So, all right, so we were talking before the break. Favorite dive spots, Jan? I mean, you dive here, you live here off the island of Ceiba, which is an amazing island in its own right. Dutch, you know, they got some kind of building code where all the buildings are white with red roofs. It really gives it a nice little look to compare to other islands in the Caribbean that just don't have that uniformity, let alone cleanliness, and just, you know, just a really cool place to hang out and have a drink or two on the Overlook Bar or whatever the case may be. But what about the dive sites off of Ceiba? I mean, it's quite a dramatic view that we get here from the boat looking at the island, and of course some of the divings. The pinnacle dive site that we did earlier today was quite spectacular. What about yours? What is your favorite spot? Do you have one that you'll be willing to share with the world?
All right, I'll tell you my favorite dive site. The Marine Patrol boat is on a mooring, and below that mooring is a lemon shark, a female lemon shark that lives there full time, and that is the best dive. But you cannot do that dive unless you come and volunteer with the Marine Park.
Okay, so if you come to Ceiba and pay off Jan, maybe he would take you to the special site. Is that the trick?
I wouldn't say pay off, but give us a few hours of your volunteer time.
Oh, yeah, make a contribution. I like the way that sounds. All right, what's the website again, Jan? One more time.
www.sabapark.org.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean. You're an ocean. Settle down, settle down. What's the commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of love and emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
And we're are back on the Caribbean Explorer 2. Greg the Dive Master, along with Single Scott, singlescott.com, and of course Mermaid Angela, her first liveaboard adventure. Now we've moved the boat over to the island of St. Eustatia. Now you've been here many times. You've lived on the island for like a month at a time, right, Scott?
I have lived on the island. It's such a pretty island, and great diving here.
Yes. Now, this is the place where we've talked about it many times in the past on Scuba Radio. From our last trip, we met a guy named Joshua Daniels, and he had a copy of the Declaration of Independence. It was quite a story, quite a tale, and whether it's true or not, we don't really care. We just enjoyed the story when we came here about a year and a half ago. Unfortunately, we found out this past Friday Mr. Daniels has passed away. So that legacy of the Declaration of Independence, well, it's not available to us on this particular trip. But fear not, Chuckalot is there to pick up the reins and run with it once. And that's what we found out on our little island tour today. Right, Angela?
Yes, that and a lot of other things. We got to see different, a church and the museum. That was very interesting. And we got to see a couple forts that they had here from long, long time ago.
Yes, we went to Fort Orange, which overlooks the bay where the current Explorer 2 was anchored at the time. And Mermaid Angela donned her Scuba Radio Mermaid tail for quite a photo op. It turned a few heads, as well as a couple of macaws flew in for the viewing. That was quite an adventure in itself, wasn't it?
It was quite delightful. The birds, just being outside with the beautiful water in the background, it was just amazing. Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, now this land tour that we did today, obviously we did a couple dives in the morning here off the coast of Eustatia, which were spectacular. They got this thing called the Wreck City, which is made up of like, I don't know, four or five different type of wreck elements, a barge, a tug, some engine parts, a big tube or cement culvert type of thing. But they call it Wreck City, and that was quite a fun dive. And then you dove a new site that they just opened up to the Caribbean Explorer 2 here called what there, Scott?
I think it's a Vietnamese fishing boat. It's called the Chin Tong, I believe. It's about a 200-foot wreck, and it was beautiful. There have three resident turtles that hang out there, never left, stay there the whole dive. And it was quite unique, and it was the first time we'd been dove by on the Explorer.
Yes, and the Wang Chung, what was it called again?
Chin Tong.
Okay, close enough. All right, so you can just say you want to do the new wreck dive here with off a coast of Eustatia, and they'll hook you up. Now, the land tour that we took was about like a little three-hour tour. Of course, they all are three-hour tours when you do this itinerary. Quite impressive scenery on this stop that I forgot about a year and a half ago. We went off to the north side of the island, and we looked over, and there's the island of St. Kitts in the background, and you kind of stand on this little overlook, scenic,
viewpoint.
Just view, yeah. Of the sea, and then the island of St. Kitts in the background, and then on the other end, the north side, you got a volcano to your right, you got a pristine, picturesque beach to your left. I mean, it made for some pretty cool photo ops, didn't it, Angela?
Yes, it did. We have plenty of those, Greg.
Lots of memories. And the tour is definitely worth checking out, so you can get, you know, just a little taste of island life here in Eustatia. Hey, and don't forget to ask Chocolate about the underground hotel, better known as a cemetery to you and me.
Want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 18. Guys, moray eels find it terribly offensive to be compared to your manhood.
Don't be talking about me, man.
Besides, the reality is that 98% of us are more comparable to the lowly glowworm.
I heard that.
Not me, of course.
You crazy? Who told you that?
But there's no need for me to brag here.
They telling you lies.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers in the studio, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm good, Greg. You're looking thoughtful, though. What's up?
Well, I was actually thinking of a guy I met on the dive boat the other day.
What about him?
He was awesome. He was well into his 70s and still going strong.
Man, that's cool.
I asked him what the secret is. You know, he just smiled and he said the art of adaptation.
Seriously?
Yeah, I asked him what he meant, but all he had to say was that it meant something different for everyone.
Cryptic.
Yeah. What do you think it means?
I think it means there's hope for all of us.
You going to speak in riddles, too?
I mean that just because our bodies or our situations change. It doesn't mean our diving days are done. It just means we have to change with them.
Ah, the art of adaptation.
Yeah, think about it. There's not one of us that goes through life without experiencing physical changes of one kind or another. Sometimes it's due to injury or a medical condition. Sometimes it's just time getting us. But physical changes are part of the game.
So what do you do about it?
Well, the first thing you do is know thyself.
More with the cryptic, huh?
Sorry. What I mean is that you have to know yourself before you can know if something is wrong or what kind of adaptation may be required. For example, if you really take stock of yourself, you know what gets sore, what muscles are stronger, which ones are more susceptible to injury, that sort of thing.
Got it. Any suggestions on how to do it?
Beyond the usual, how do I feel, and actually stopping long enough to answer the question? Well, regular medical checkups are good, and a regular exercise regimen is also good, not just for overall fitness, but for strengthening areas that might need it. Also test yourself from time to time to ensure you're ready for the more physical elements of diving.
Like maybe jumping in the pool and swimming some laps?
An excellent example.
So let's say you do need to make some changes to your usual diving routine. What kind of adaptations can you make?
Well, that's an impossible question to answer completely, but some basics that come to mind are that if you need help, ask for it. If you're not able to lift a scuba tank, ask for someone to help. If a giant stride just isn't working for you anymore, consider doing back rolls instead. If you can't lift your fully assembled scuba unit, or if you can't move with it on, think about donning your gear in the water. Needing to adapt isn't a problem. It's only a problem if you let pride get in the way and refuse to do it.
Pride goeth before the fall.
How very fortune cookie.
Yeah, okay. My point is that sometimes being kind to yourself and admitting you need to adjust can actually keep you diving instead of signaling the end of your time in the water.
You're a wise man.
Feel free to share that nugget with your friends. But what else can we do?
Remember that knowledge is power. If you find yourself facing a change that may require adaptation, learn about it. Is it a medical condition? Learn about any symptoms that may affect your diving. Do you have to take medication? Know the possible side effects, and again, how they may affect or be affected by diving.
The medics at Dan are a good resource for that, right?
Absolutely. We answer questions about medical conditions and medication all the time. Sometimes we're able to impart all the information needed. And sometimes we're able to connect a diver with a knowledgeable medical professional who can work with them more closely. The important thing is that divers are learning what they need to know to change with the times, and we applaud and encourage it.
Will the medics really applaud if I call?
Only for you, Greg.
Cool. Are there any more common sense adaptations a diver can make?
Take it easy. We all need to slow down from time to time.
And sometimes we just slow down.
Sometimes we do, but either way, it's a good time to remember that there's no need to dive to extremes. Don't feel you have to go deep or stay as long as the profile allows. You don't have to complete a half dozen dives just because you used to. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking a longer surface interval between dives. Time spent topside can be just as much fun as time spent underwater.
Know thyself. Be kind to yourself. Take it easy.
You got it.
You know, this is all good advice no matter who you are.
Nothing cryptic about it.
You can't stop time, but it doesn't have to stop you either. Remember that change can be good provided you're willing to change with it. So don't be stubborn. Learn the art of adaptation and keep on going. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back on the Craven Explorer 2. Greg the Dive Master along with Single Scott, singlescott.com, by the way. And, of course, Mermaid Angela. You can find her at scubaradio.com, video and pictures to boot. We've been taking some here on the island of Astatia today. She made quite a photo, had quite a photo session up there in Fort Orange. Overlooking the bay here, Astatia, and once again, those pictures will show up at scubaradio.com soon. But with me right now, Captain Dave, who is the man behind the madness here of the Caribbean Explorer 2. Dave, welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for taking on scuba diving. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, man. Now, what about the diving here? You've been doing this itinerary how long with Explorer Ventures?
Just shy of a year now, and I've dove all over the Caribbean. And I think this is probably my favorite diving I've done in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it is quite impressive. The land tours, I mean, that's the thing that really sets the itinerary apart from most other liveaboard destinations, don't you think, or what?
Oh, absolutely. We got three great islands, all three, Saba, St. Eustatius, and St. Kitts, have very different histories, very different topography, and very different diving.
Yeah, Saba, very dramatic, I would say, in that sense. Astatia, we've seen some nice wrecks today. We dove a new wreck site that was just made available. What, due to the Marine Park, they made it available? Is that how that worked for you guys, or what?
Yeah, that's right. The boat was sunk some time ago, but this is the very first week it's been available to us. We're limited to orange balls. We need big moorings to be able to tie up this boat, and they put one on here just for us.
Yeah, so now we got a new wreck that you can come out here and dive on the Saba itinerary with Explore Ventures. Now, you're only here for another week, and then you're crossing into the Bahamas, and you got to stay there for 6 months. Is that how it goes, or what?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. We'll head up to the Bahamas March 14th. Our first charter's the 21st. Work out of the Exumas for 3 or 4 months. Go up, do dolphin charters out of New Providence Island, and then head back down here in the fall.
Okay, so have you already done that, or is that new to you as well?
No, that's new to me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so you get to mix it up a little bit. So I imagine even though you love the diving here around Saba, it is kind of nice to kind of, you know, have a little diversity here and there in different parts of the Caribbean as a captain, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was just getting comfortable here. I know the route. I know all the sites. I know the people. I'm looking forward to learning it up there. I plan to be on this boat for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, he's done an excellent job. We're going to talk to him and some of the other crew, as well as the passengers coming up here, as we give you a little backstage pass there to liveaboard diving on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend.
It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Hi, this is Ricky Scarrett from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
Alright, well thanks Ricky, appreciate that. We're going over to his island literally tonight. We are obviously recording Scuba Radio during the week on the liveaboard adventure with our friends from Explore Ventures. Now, tomorrow we will be cruising around the island of St. Kitts / Nevis and checking out some of the diving. Paradise Reef, I believe, is one of the sites, right, Scott?
Very good dive, I can't wait.
Yeah, and I believe that may be one of the sites where Angela might don her mermaid tail and jump in the water. We'll have to wait and see if the conditions cooperate. She's doing a lot of firsts on this adventure. I mean, not only is this her first liveaboard dive adventure, she did her first night dive. How was that?
It was dark.
It was dark, okay. But that was good, though. You liked it, though, didn't you? You were a little nervous at first, but as most people who do their first night dive, as soon as you jumped in, the fear dissipates and you you enjoy the underwater critters that come out at night, right?
Yeah, I was very nervous, actually, so I'm glad to get that over with. But I got in, we were playing around, saw the lobster, sharks, a couple baby sharks. That was cool. And I love the bioluminescence. That's my name.
Yeah, she got a little crazy flashing her hands and fins around when we turned the lights off and saw the little light show. It is kind of impressive, isn't it?
Very impressive. I love it.
So it won't be your last night dive is what you're saying, I think, right? Yeah. Correct?
Yes, we need more.
Need more. Who knows? Maybe we'll get one in here at St. Kitts. You never know. But yeah, that's what we're going to do. Scott, do you have a favorite dive on St. Kitts that's on our radar here in the next day or so, or what?
The Paradise is going to be a great night dive. I hope we do that for night dive because I just love it there. It's just spectacular.
Yes, and then, of course, we finish out the week on Friday afternoon, and then we dock, and then we head into town, have dinner on the island, meet some of the islanders, maybe pick up a friend or two. There's rumors that someone's going to join us in St. Kitts for a broadcast next week that ought to be quite special in its own right. So, Angela, so far, and we're just about at the halfway point of our liveaboard adventure. Has it lived up to the hype?
Yes, definitely. Definitely the tours, the land tours are a plus. The food is delicious. And just the diving. You go diving all day, every day, so...
Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk to some more crew. We're going to talk to some passengers here aboard the Caribbean Explorer 2 in Hour 2. Don't miss it. You'll hear about that. St. Kitts, more of our reflections of Saba and Estacia right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.